neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
They came to me saying, it's a very beautiful point. It says that Ve'ha'al ha-safardeim, like the Qurbaghe came. Actually, there's an idea, as we see in the Torah, there was only one. It was one frog, and then they kept healing it, and then it divided, diversified, you know, more and more and more. So now, Baal HaTurim says an interesting thing. We have in another place in the Torah, exactly the same word, Ve'ha'al. I thought, you know, like the 113. Well, where else does it say Ve'ha'al? It says Ve'ha'al Aharon. When Aharon HaKohen Alav Shalom was just about to go back to his Olamo, Moshe took him. Moshe took Aharon and the top of mountain of Hor Hahar. Yeah, he took him there. So that was a connection. But the frogs, it says also Ve'ha'al, this term, but Aharon also says the same thing. Same thing, same. So there's a resemblance here, there's a connection here. So now here, before Hashem explained, then Hashem told them to go to Mitzrayim, he gave them a choice. He said, wherever you like to go, go. So some went to the kitchen, some went to the bedroom, some went to the dining room, some went to the cars. Some went to the oven. They went to the tanur. So now here, where you go to the tanur? What's wrong with you? What did they do?
Kiddush Hashem.
So even though knowing the tanur, how does it feel when you go to the tanur? Have you went in there lately? So now here, the mekadesh shamayim. So now here, you can say what happened in the case of Aharon HaKohen? How come? Hashem didn't let him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why?
Because of the wrong.
In the respect of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is not going, and Aharon would have gone, it would have looked really bad on Moshe Rabbeinu.
But actually, he kept quiet. He didn't stop his brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was punished as well. But what is the whole case here? What exactly happened? What happened?
Hashem talked about both of them, Moshe Rabbeinu.
Good. But what's the connection between the Qurbaghe and Aharon?
He also did Aharon kept
it quiet, didn't do tefillah, and that's why he did.
So what? So no, you just told me the Sephardi had the Kiddush Hashem by going to the
Oved.
So now what's the connection here? The connection here is Moshe Rabbeinu at that time was in a tanur. Because I'm inside, they made him angry, but instead of doing Kiddush Hashem, he did the other way around. So that means many times you get very, very tanuri. You know what tanuri means? Yeah, like a yunus and that. And then here, instead of to hold yourself and make a Kiddush Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah. So now here, that's what exactly the beautiful connection here is. The whole Torah, we have two times, it says Ve'ha'al. One for the frogs, and one for Aharon. Why? Because Sephardim, as Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, they learned from them. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, they said, if the frogs went to the oven, if Nebuchadnezzar, they are forcing us, Gevon Sanhedrin, to go to bow down to his statue, you're not going to do it. They went to the oven. So it's same thing with Aharon and Moshe. They could have held themselves. They could have controlled themselves. And we make such a Kiddush Hashem. Hashem is like, you know.
Koil ha-neshamot, halel ko halelu ko. Koil ha-neshamot, neshamo sheli. Koil ha-neshamot, halel ko halelu ko. Koil ha-neshamot, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.